In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Children of all ages, welcome to the Sounder.fm Gory Boys podcast. Sorry about last week. Some unforeseen circumstances due to technology beyond my control had occurred, and we were not able to do it. However, we're doing it this week. Alongside me is Pitbull Dylan.
Yeah, just for the record, he tried doing it with a battery-operated recorder, and the thing just had a dead battery or something.
Yeah, apparently, it hit the record button, and everything just went, no.
Yeah, that thing was just like, nah, ain't happening today.
Oh, yeah. And, do we really have to?
Do we have to what? just for the record, I saw Wayne, I think I saw Wayne.
Did you really?
Yeah, I think so.
For the record, that's Ray.
It's a skinny bearded bastard. No, and that one's Ray. I'm talking about Wayne. He's a skinny bearded bastard. On a positive note, though, he's going to shave it off at some point or another like that. Doesn't have to worry about mask issue. How's that going? You don't have to wear your mask anymore, do you?
I don't wear masks because I don't like tight crap on my face.
Well, in general, at work, you don't have to.
No, not at my job, no. We're in a huge open warehouse.
You don't work in the public, basically. No. You work behind the scenes.
Yeah, but I'm actually the first lines of customer service.
Ray has to wear a mask.
I wear
partially.
A mask. I work.
But you're outside all day.
You don't have to wear down there.
No, actually inside, too.
Oh, well, I thought you just did. I thought you still did the photography.
I do shoot photos.
You don't have to wear down there the river, though, do you?
You don't wear it down the river, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
It's actually dangerous if you fall out with that.
Yeah, if you can't breathe.
Yeah. Mm. It's wet and you get like water. It's almost like I'm getting waterboarded by the river.
It gets moist.
Mm. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Also, go ahead and check out our YouTube pages and our Daily Motion pages, as always. You know where to find them. And RepSports.com is still going to go ahead and give you 15% off if you use Gory Boys Pro as your coupon code.
Always add the Z instead of the S.
Is that for Ray's?
Yeah, Ray's Energy. Yeah. Delicious. It's nutritious.
It's expensive.
I thought he was asking
it's
for
not
a Ray's.
That expensive. It's $24 for an entire case.
How many's in a case?
It's got to come in the mail, Ray.
12?
That's $2 a piece.
That's about as much as you pay normally.
That's what you pay for at the grocery store up the road.
Right. Here's the thing, man. You can teach a person to go to a store, but you give them money and they'll learn that. Wait, I messed up the analogy altogether. What's the analogy about fish, Dylan? You teach a man to fish? You pull out one with teeth? Something like that?
If I see a fish with human teeth, I'm throwing it back.
Wait. So, if you open and, so let's just hypothetical. Did you know this is illegal to fuck a fish?
I really did not need to know that somebody was stupid enough to have this law made.
Would you stick your dick in it?
Fuck no, I'm not.
It looks like a human mouth.
No, it does not. That's clearly a fish mouth with what looks like human teeth.
Honestly, it looks like it photoshopped Angelina Jolie's lips on it.
That's horrible. You know all the crazy shit she's going through?
Anyway, keep 20,000 kids?
I guess.
Brad's just like, I'm out. This odd-looking, mysterious fish was caught in Malaysia, has stunned the internet with a full set of human-like teeth, and experts think they have identified it.
It's on Mirror.
Yeah, Mirror.uk. Hmm.
How do you know it's true?
We don't know it's true. We never know if it's true.
Okay.
That's why, people, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this right now. If you take anything on these podcasts seriously, what the hell is wrong with you? Go out in front of a cop. No, don't do that.
People will listen, believe me.
Yeah. And people will probably listen. Mom, I was told to go in front of a car by the people on the podcast.
Some 10-year-old will do it, and mommy would be like, I'm going to have to sue you.
This
you killed my child.
This is how you get Pet Sematary.
That's a fucked up movie. It's a great movie. It's just still fucked up. I will not watch the remake, though.
If you bury this teeth fish in Pet Sematary, what would happen?
Obviously, it's going to come back pissed off.
Would it bite you?
What do you think?
Probably.
Get off me, fucking fish. You wake up in the morning and a fish on your...
It'd be a good...
Fish sticks.
Kanye West is going to get pissed at that.
It would be a good idea for a movie.
What?
They've already did Pet Sematary.
There is a movie. With a fish for teeth.
I'm sorry, Ray.
It's called Piranhas.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. They remade it several years ago. There's an original Piranha movie that came out in like the 80s. It's like a based off this prehistoric. Okay, you know the one I'm talking about. It's like a prehistoric piranha that can fly.
Yeah,
that's the second one.
I wonder if these are anything like related to the
piranha. Hang on, we'll look it up real quick.
First one, the second one is where they can fly. That's almost completely weird.
I wonder if this fish is related to the piranha. I mean, it has teeth.
That's one. Go back down to the side view of that fish.
The teeth aren't sharp.
Dude, that's a dork fish.
Would you kiss it?
Fuck no.
Look at the lift on that thing.
I'm sorry.
An angler has captured a bizarre fish with a full set of human-like teeth. They mention the teeth all the time. They don't mention the fucking lips on this thing. The strange fish has become an online sensation since it hooked in Malaysia. Its chompers are so strikingly similar to a human that a picture quickly went viral. Of course it did. Shared 1,000 times on Twitter. It's actually a species of toothy fish.
Oh, wow.
So,
that girl looks like she's going to get her damn nails done, or she already got them done.
Shaniqua.
Okay, so going back to that's the Piranha movie. The first Piranha movie came out in 78, and then the one I know of came out in 81. So, according to Google, anyway.
It's called a trigger fish. Uh-oh, trigger warning. There are 40 different species of trigger fish. They're brightly colored and make their homes in tropical and subtropical waters. Males are known to be territorial and aggressive. Oh, they will bite your dick.
Okay, so we got 5 Piranha movies.
Don't swim along.
Oh, oh my god! Why is it always my dick that gets damaged? Is it because I'm already a dad? Yeah, so there's 5 Piranha movies.
The second one is spawning is the moment they fly.
See, I've seen these two and then these two, but I haven't seen the one from 95.
I didn't even know there was one from 95.
Of course, this is Wikipedia, so it's not 100% accurate. But the two from, like, the 2010 and 2012, my parents have those.
Yeah, but you may be right about the other one, because it's caught by a school teacher in West Papua, or Papua, however you say it, left villagers astounded.
Pupil Ahmad.
Huh?
Let's just call him Ahmad.
Okay.
Let's just keep it simple. Call him Ahmad. Sorry if that offends somebody. Get over it.
Given the catch, he had planned to give his mother to cook and family dinner, but when he looked at the mouth, he was taken aback. And teens, kindergarten. You think
so? They're edible fishy.
You wonder if they actually ate the fish afterwards? Like after
probably, considers a lot of cultures over there literally eat about everything they catch. I'd be willing to believe they're going to eat that fish.
Would you eat this fish, or would the fish eat you? News at 11.
Shut up, Matt.
You're just like, oh, son of a bitch!
But no, I remember there's one of my favorite shows I mentioned before we started this was River Monsters. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Wade actually went over in the Middle East somewhere, and he caught a fish, or it was either in South America, that had teeth similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of locals say it was like a fish-like human demon biting people in their junk area and on the legs, and it has human-like bite teeth-like marks.
Happened to Quagmire and Family Guy. He was dragged around by his dick.
By his pecker.
And he wound up losing it.
Poor Quagmire. He lost. Wait, he got his dick bit off?
Yeah.
Why haven't you sent me this one?
I don't watch Family Guy anymore. Last season was utter trash.
You used to like that Family Guy all the time.
Well, last season was completely utter trash, and we're not going to get into the political side.
Who the fuck are you and what'd you do with our friend Matt?
We won't get into the political side of things with the whole Cleveland.
Are you still mad about the Cleveland joke?
So, would you eat the fish?
I mean, if it's not poisonous, I would actually try it. Because I'm just saying.
Ray, do you even eat fish?
I do once in a while.
Would you eat this fish?
No.
No?
Probably not.
I'm pretty
sure. Is that on standards or just in general?
In general.
Oh, okay.
He won't eat the fish? You like catfish?
I like trout.
What about salmon?
No, I'll eat it if it's A, cooked properly, and B, I won't see, like, the stuff of the fish. Like, you cut me off a slice of it, I'll eat it.
You gotta cook it first, doofus.
Well, duh. But you know what I mean. I mean, I don't want to see, like, the whole fish. I just want
You want a piece of bread of fish, but it looks like you get it at the fucking grocery store is what you want.
Or you can get it at Ryan's or whatever Chinese restaurant.
You know, CC's Pizza Club.
This is just for the record. Matt is the kind of guy we take to a nice steakhouse. He gets chicken fingers or a burger when we're getting steak.
But did you know that CC's Pizza closed up?
What?
Yep. But don't worry, they've now got Blaze, so it's like better.
What the fuck is Blaze?
Blaze Pizza, man.
Blaze, your dead homie. He's got a pizza store.
That'd be funny with every freaking jump steady in the front with a fucking shotgun. 6 feet apart.
So,
well, let's have a moment of silence for CC's and the Ryan's, because it's completely gone. The building's gone. Everything's gone.
I'm sorry. Fuck Ryan's. I'm going to go there. Golden Corral's better.
Ryan's is cheaper.
Yeah, well, you're getting your money's worth at Golden Corral.
It's a fucking buffet, man. You get your money's worth anywhere if you're eating at a fucking buffet.
Yeah, if I go to
Unless the buffet costs 20 bucks.
Hold up. If I go to a buffet and I see a piece, if I get handed a piece of steak.
How much do you pay for a buffet? Not saying Golden Crown, just how much in general would you pay for a buffet? Max.
I'd be willing to pay about 40 bucks for me and my wife.
Max?
Yeah.
I'm not eating with him.
Why?
How much would you pay for a buffet?
Well, I paid $30.
For one person?
Yes.
God, you
but it's a seafood buffet.
Well, I can't help it, Matt. You're a cheap bastard.
Hey, yeah. No, where are you guys getting the money at, man? I don't make money off of this show, damn it.
I know that.
Give me some
money. I work at my other job.
Buffet. Do you eat seafood?
He's spending 20, 30 bucks at a buffet. He's spending 20, 30
Just for the record, when I got married, my wife took me to a Golden Corral. That was the first place we got to eat at while we were married. I got steaks that were 2 inches thick.
My max would be $10 a person.
You're just a cheap ass.
I can't afford a buffet, damn it.
Tax time.
Even then.
This is just a freaking tightwad, and we've got way off topic of this fish.
I wish I was a tightwad. I only make like $1,400 a month, and a thousand of that goes to bills.
I'm sorry.
I have $400 to spend on my wife and myself, and we get food and give them $50 a week, and so.
I put $100 a week in my wife's account, and she takes care of bills, and we're good.
It's just a matter of. Too many bills. I think we need to be a tax-free place, or at least if we're going to do it, set it up.
Oh, God, he's going political.
You got to set up some kind of a system, man. Surely, God, there's a better system than what we have right now. We're in an exponential crisis of a coin shortage, for fuck's sake.
There's people out there at their houses that's got, like, them old water jugs full of coins. We don't have a coin shortage. It's just people hoarding them.
Yeah. It's like, well, BP is asking for exact change. Shell's asking for exact change.
I was actually in the Shell gas station before I came here this morning, and I literally give them the change part was 20 cents, so I give them like 4 nickels. I was just like, good, y'all need some nickels.
Even if there is a coin shortage, what's the big problem? Everybody uses credit anyway.
I want Dylan to come in with 2 money bags, just full of pennies.
Well, I actually think pennies are even the biggest.
Yeah, you gotta have the dollar.
So you want me to be Scrooge McDuck, huh?
Even vending machines now take credit.
We have those up at our job. We've got 3 vending machines, 2 drink machines, and a snack machine. All of them can take cash or card.
I figured out all our money solutions, okay? What we're gonna do is we're gonna get jobs on the internet, and we're gonna bark like dogs. They pay 6 figures a month to do this.
Okay, you two can go for it. I'll film you guys.
You're the big dog.
Fuck you.
You're a pit bull.
You're the pit bull.
That doesn't mean I like the first standard.
That doesn't mean I want to act like a fucking dog.
That's 6 figures.
You acted like a bull.
Twice.
Only because I like you, Ray. Only because I like you.
Jenna Phillips, 21, from Texas, worked as an optician for 2 years while she posted vanilla content on her. What do you think is vanilla content? Go.
That's a titty.
That's, it's sticking out like Janet Jackson.
I'm just saying. I remember that Super Bowl.
What would you consider vanilla content?
I guess like softcore porn where they're just cuddling and shit.
Maybe like a side boob?
Like that? Yeah, that's a titty. Hmm.
Do you like these side boobs? Well, you shouldn't, because they're my side boobs.
Shit. In America, they wouldn't be able to show that on paper. No.
Yeah. Believe it or not, pictures like that and more can get shown on Facebook. You just got to dig enough.
She quit her job to live life full-time as a dog and pull in 6 figures a month. And this is on her OnlyFans. But she doesn't do it in a sexual way at first.
Hmm. This is just getting awkward. Okay, somebody put a tennis ball in her mouth, and before you know it, that's going to be a tennis ball-shaped dick.
Or just two balls.
Okay, she's now crawling around in the grass with a tennis ball in her mouth.
She's at a playground.
Yeah, she's at a playground because there's what looks like swings, and I don't know what the hell those yellow and orange things are.
Dylan's bringing his son to the playground. There's a girl running around. Yeah, what's going on?
That's gotta look.
Son, we'll go to a different park, okay?
Daddy's gonna pull out his cell phone camera.
And then Daddy's gonna put his cell phone away and pull out his gun.
I wonder if the cops ever stop her and just go, "Hey, ma'am, what are you doing?"
Probably.
When it comes to pet play, the majority of girls do kittens, foxes, rabbits, and majority of puppies are men.
Okay.
I guess this is a kink. And it explains, I feel like a dog. Well, I mean, if you do doggy style, I guess.
Maybe she has a gender problem, though.
Well, maybe she feels like she's a dog?
Yeah. All right, I'm probably about to piss off a lot of people.
Is that gender or beastess?
I don't know.
So what's the difference between race and gender? And then there's another one. Species.
Well, species is a...
We always know race is different colors, creed, and stuff like that. We know gender is boy, girl, and stuff like that. So
yeah, there's only boy and girl. I'm that person.
It'd be a species that human would be the species, right?
Homo sapien.
Yeah.
So she's a species.
I guess.
It wouldn't be a gender issue, it'd be a species issue.
I think she's just got a few loose wires in her brain, and she thinks she should have been a dog.
I mean, she makes sick more than we make in a simple work environment. All she has to do is bark like a dog.
Fine.
Maybe she fetches a bone every once in a while. I don't know.
I got a bone she can have.
I always acted like a puppy, but not in a sexual way.
I'll go up to the butcher at Ingles and get her one of them big, ugly, raw bones. Like, chew on this.
She's like, I love hearing good girl. It makes my heart melt. Looking back at it now, I've kind of always been there. I didn't know there was a scene. I just thought it was my personality.
Okay, she even has a dog bed.
And a little...
Does she have an Instagram we could check out, maybe?
She's got an OnlyFans.
Okay, just for the record, you don't tattoo dogs. This girl has got some tattoos on her stomach.
Not entirely true. And her My dog, little girl...
That's for medical purposes. That is for medical purposes.
Makes her fetch in the river. And she brought it back, too.
Does she ever get bored living like that?
Jenna said, when I first started on TikTok, there was a lot of pushback of the first videos. It didn't bother me at first, but... All right, I guess...
She's on TikTok.
If she's getting 6 figures a month, hell.
So you can get paid through TikTok?
I guess through advertisements. I guess we gotta... It is her.
Jenna?
Yeah, this is from San Diego, California. This is probably not the same person.
That's not her, Matt.
It's not her.
Our woman's a brunette. That one was
just
a blonde.
Stop believing. Hold on to that. You're a puppy girl, Jenna.
I would assume that one. I'm just going to guess.
All right. I guess the TikTok video is loading.
Oh, now we get to see her move. Actually, she didn't run like a dog when she did that.
She was up on 2 feet like a human, so that's bullshit.
Exactly. So it's like she's not even really pretending to be a dog.
So we which you want to do? You want
a podcast?
Hey, what are you doing on the couch?
You know better than that. Bad girl. Go to your bed.
I mean, if people can get off on this shit, I guess.
You know better than that. You want a treat? You want a treat?
Shit. Is that a real milk bone?
It looks like a legit milk bone.
Sit pretty. Bang.
I want to point out she had a camel toe here going.
I'm just going to point out she's got a big ass.
She's not even eating it. That's disappointing.
You want the ball? You want the ball? Go get it.
Maybe that's what people are looking at when they watch these videos. Not her acting like a dog, but a
just
big
getting
ass.
In her butt.
I'm just going to say she's got a big butt.
Good it's... girl.
His poor kids that are playing in this playground are probably wondering.
I'm just gonna call her. She's wearing a thong. I'm just saying.
Oh, you have to. You're running around like that all day.
She's in leggings, okay? It's kind of natural you just wear a thong. Like that girl right there in the bikini, she's probably wearing a bikini thong. And you just took the joy from the actual dog of getting that ball.
I know,
how do you
right?
feel?
Look at that dog.
Yeah, see, look, that.
She just tore up a flip-flop, bro.
I'm not looking at the flip-flop,
no,
Matt.
You're looking at her flip-flops.
That's what your toy's for, okay? Now drop it.
It's almost like a master-slave relationship.
She's got a...
It kind of is, but I mean, she's making $100,000 a month for doing this. Think about that.
Spitballing $100,000. It did specify six figures.
That's the bare minimum. It'd be $100,000. We're just running around like a dog.
Deranged. I like how this video is called "Deranged Woman Thinks She's a Dog."
I guess we go to YouTube and read the comments.
Oh, she's got a YouTube channel.
Oh, this is from a burner account. Oh, but look at that like to dislike ratio. People dislike this video a lot.
I.
This seems way more like a fetish than an actual illness.
The ass shots
are not accidental.
Yeah, I was actually agreeing with that guy.
I'm ashamed how my body reacts to this. Here's Dylan's line. I have a bone for her.
I said it first.
The cheeks are deep. For a dog, she's dummy thick.
She's an insult to dogs. Mm. I'm sorry.
Damn it, I only have chunky peanut butter. That's going to chafe. Okay? I'll make a stop at Sam's Club and Costco. What the fuck? There's people that she's overweight. I don't think she's overweight.
I mean, she's got a beautifully shaped ass. I'm just going to say it. I compliment girls' big butts. Over.
I wonder if she likes doggy style.
Yeah, there's race.
Next time, buy a German Shepherd. They're better at catch.
There's another fat comment.
I know.
Looks like a pig. Are you sure that's a dog? Looks like
this guy's called Young Some Guy.
He probably likes girls that are like as big around as my wrist.
Yeah, he has 8 subscribers, and he has one video that has 352 views, but a year ago. It's a 888 freighting, playing chicken with something, but I don't even think these are his videos either. I think he just re-uploaded them. This account's from 2011. If that's all he's made in 2011, that's kind of sad. Even our freaking Grand Theft Auto channel, which doesn't upload regularly, has way more than that. Yeah, I mean, I guess there's nothing really wrong with this. It's just found a better way to make money.
So, does she stay, I guess, in character all day or just on camera is my question.
It's full time. You got 6 hours a day.
How do we make this political? This is just the stupidest thing. This is not a political thing. This is just some girl who found an easy way to earn money. Let's just be frank.
I'm actually going to compliment her because she actually... You know, you just said she found a way to make 6 figures by acting like a fucking dog and being filmed doing it.
Let's just admit to the fact
congratulations
that a majority, if we could pull this off, a majority of us would probably...
I think a lot of people, like the ones that are calling her fat, are mad because they can't do this themselves.
Exactly. And then this person's like, these are the same weirdos that are anti-Trump and pro-BLM. Let that sink in.
How do you know that?
How do you determine that from just this? You know what? I think these people are nuts, all right? And I think you got to put Tony's nuts in your mouth.
Tony's nuts is going nowhere near my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Who's Tony's nuts?
Ray, this book's up your alley.
It looks like a children's book, so I probably wouldn't read it.
It is a children's book, Ray.
So, as we all know, Ray, this might be your final podcast here, because you're going to be back one more week, but we're going to be doing other videos.
Right.
So this will probably be your last podcast.
Are you not doing a Methodist?
We're going to be doing podcasts, but you'll be gone after the second week of August, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do the first and second week of August?
I figured we started, when you came back, we started with a story. Remember Spank the Monkey?
Right.
I figured for your final podcast...
But how do you know that there's 2 weeks in August I'll be here that we could do something?
Yeah, but we're probably going to be working on...
Oh, like the monster video?
Stuff like yeah. that. There's going to be a monster video. You got the Toy Story video.
Is that the same girl we were just talking about?
Yep, your puppy girl. I'm a subby sadomasochist puppy girl that loves to make people... Uh-huh. And let me help you. Oh, okay. Hey, you can subscribe to her for $20 a month.
Fuck that. I got more important shit to take care of.
But, so we started your story off with Spank the Monkey, and I figured we'll put Tony's nuts in,
his mouth.
So...
Sorry, Ray.
I will attempt to upload these onto YouTube, and we'll see what happens with the whole copyright and system and stuff like that. I'll try the Spank the Monkey video first and then this one. But if not, welcome to bitchute.com/goryboysunleashed, where we put anything that we're afraid to break copyright on this channel, and we're going to read about Tony's nuts. Tony is a nut salesman, by the way.
I've seen those around here. They usually sell boiled peanuts.
Hey, it's your favorite illustrator.
Sunguyen Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Mr. Bangladesh is back.
Mr. Bangladesh is back. And
is that his real name? Because that's the name of a country.
Yeah. Some guy in Bangladesh.
No, it's...
No, if you look at it.
Some guy in Bangladesh.
Uh-huh.
That's not his real name.
No, it's clever, though. Put Tony's nuts in your mouth. Let us begin. Now, understand there may be a few pauses. I'm going to try to cut the pauses out as best as I can because we're looking at the actual video. So, Tony has big nuts. And
wow.
Small nuts.
And boiled nuts.
He has pistachios. He's got some big old nuts there. He's got a big old nut tree in the back, probably. Does it grow on trees or vines?
It depends.
Or do you pull them from the ground like a potato?
No, nuts don't come in the ground.
You don't stick your nuts in the ground?
No. I don't. Well, I have. But...
What?
I don't want to know.
He has pecans and walnuts, nuts without or with a shell. There is no nut. Tony does not sell. Let's see what he's got here. He's got fancy, smooth, tasty, fine, pecans, walnuts.
So somebody needs to ask this guy, does he know what a eunuch is?
That's only when you have one nut, ain't it?
Right.
A eunuch?
I thought it was when you have no nuts.
A eunuch is when you have both your balls cut off.
Yeah. Mm. So he has no nuts, basically, at that point. I'll have to research that. Alexa, what is a eunuch?
Eunuch is a noun meaning a castrated man, especially one formerly employed by rulers in the Middle East and Asia as a harem guard or palace official.
There you go.
So yeah, I told you. A eunuch is a person missing both his balls.
So what you're saying is he's a palace official.
I don't know what the hell he is, Matt.
Some say Tony's nuts smell great.
Some say they taste divine.
They're just sitting there sniffing his nuts.
So if they taste divine, they've been to heaven. Do they have those in heaven?
So, Ray, do you prefer your nuts salty or roasted?
Roasted.
Roasted?
Yeah,
Dylan,
why?
Do you prefer your nuts salted or roasted?
I'm staying out of this one. I'm just going to stay out of this
one. You've eaten nuts before.
I prefer cashews.
Those are nuts. They're shaped like a kidney bean, but they're nuts.
Shut up.
I like them roasted. Roasted, and they get the little, honey on them.
How about boiled?
Honey-coated? Honey-roasted?
Do you like them boiled?
I don't mind them boiled. I mean, you sit in hot water long enough.
Then you can put flavoring in them, like Cajun and...
I wouldn't put Cajun on my nuts, man. That would burn.
That's what makes them so great.
Poor Dylan, he's just like, I don't want to do
it. I've decided to tone both of you out during this.
Tony sells his nuts all day. He always has a line.
Wow, a lot of people want his nuts.
Get some sweet organic nuts and, hey, look, it's Spank the Monkey. He wants to get some nuts.
That little bastard's back. He's in a cameo.
I mean, he loves his nuts. Like, you can't help that. This girl's not impressed by his nuts, though.
She's just like, I've seen bigger.
They drive or walk or ride the bus. They come from north and south. To take these hot and salty nuts and put them in their mouths.
I would only like this a little better if Isaac Hayes was alive to read this. He was the voice of Chef in South Park.
Hey, you got my sweet chocolate balls.
Salty chocolate balls, salty. Say it right.
Look at these kids on the tire swing in the back. They're basically stock images if you look, because they have the exact same hairstyle, and they're just changed clothes.
One's, there's three boys and a girl, though.
What? Which one do you think is the girl?
The one in the pink dress.
I know that one, and this one's a girl, too.
That's a boy. It's in a blue shirt.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, back then it did.
This isn't back then. This is present time, and look at the hair.
That looks like a hat to me. Read the fucking book, man.
Yeah, man, read the fucking book.
It's like Ray's wearing blue. What if Ray wore pink?
I have wore pink, by the way.
There you go.
I've even worn
it. That just blew your mind.
I have even worn a dress.
Read your fucking book.
Oh, no. Spank the Monkey's still waiting for his nuts, by the way. I want to point that out. It's a long-ass line. BJ looks at Tony's nuts and tries hard not to stare. And Steven grabs at his nutsack and finds a big old pear. Oh, no. I love how this guy's taking a picture and this person with the glasses.
Why did
I
use an old guy?
The kid looks like it's picking its nose.
Yeah.
Oh, what nuts should I get? I need to scratch my brain to figure this one out.
Oh, God.
Eric, can I have some of your nuts? Simply not. You must have these nuts instead.
Why did you give the guy selling nuts a lisp?
I mean, look at the size of these sacks hanging from these posts over here. I don't know. He's got an orange beard.
I don't know, man.
Where did this swing come from? We saw the two tires swing.
Because the tree's on that side. Now they're past the tree.
So you're saying it's at a different angle?
Yeah.
Now, he probably moved his little cart down the road a bit because it's on wheels, but,
like, look, the line's getting longer. I'm just going to have to shift my cart full of nuts.
I don't fucking know. I didn't make the book.
Have you ever? Sometimes you got to shift your nuts to get them in the proper place, man.
If you scratch them, it's pinch and pull.
How do you know that?
That's all you got to do.
Every guy knows this.
Why don't
Except
I know
Except for
it?
The eunuchs. Are you a eunuch?
I don't know.
We know where he got his nuts from. Tony dips his nuts in
it's
chocolate.
It's probably best you
no,
don't.
No, Tony dips his chocolate nuts.
Ray, it's probably best you don't have children.
So wait, not to contradict the writer or anything like that, but Tony dips his chocolate nuts until they are just right?
Yeah, but wouldn't it be good and coated.
But wouldn't it be he dips his nuts in chocolate? They're not chocolate nuts until he's dipped them in the chocolate.
You're right.
Oh, God. Fucking grammar check.
You're right.
We got to do the analytics of this book.
Dips his chocolate nuts.
You yeah, almost said
Why
anal.
Would you dip the chocolate nuts if they're already chocolate?
Right, you
Because you try to stick them in her butt.
So.
You don't double dip, man.
I mean, I do.
Tony continues to dip his nuts in chocolate until they are just right, is what it should be saying.
It's like, yeah. He knows your mom will take them home.
We suck them on them tonight. But I guess he had to word it that way to make the rhyming go together with the
well,
same
Tony
amount of words.
Tony dips his nuts in chocolate until they are just right. You know, that still makes it work.
Yeah, Tony.
We're analyzing this. I want to point
just
that out.
Just shut up and read the fucking book.
How much money is she giving him? That's definitely not a dollar bill.
It looks like a card. Do you think maybe he's taking cards?
It's her telephone number.
He almost looks like Xanatos from Gargoyles.
Hey,
just
it's the grandpa.
Ginger. From Spank
That's
the Monkey.
That's that guy that was doing photos in that other shoot.
That's the grandpa from Spank the Monkey.
BJ plays with Tony's nuts in the closet at his house. Why? Why? Don't play with your food, kids. Don't do that. Grandpa says he should just come out and pop one. Whoa, Grandpa!
Grandpa's a fucking savage.
Grandpa's reading dirty magazines, and apparently Grandpa likes them young and salty.
Is his name Joe Biden?
I don't know, but he wants the kid to come out of the closet. I just want to point that out.
Shoot.
Grandkid. Maybe he's just babysitting. Hey, come out of the closet there, kid, and let me suck on them nuts. Grandpa, no! Don't worry, I'll call Spank the Monkey later. What do they got hanging in this? That's like a photo room, ain't it? Because they got these
like
pictures.
A dark room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who has a dark room in their house? I guess he's a photographer?
He is. He had a photo camera in that other scene.
True. Oh, yeah, you're right. He did.
Oh, wow, they said the word queer in a children's book.
He swears that it isn't weird or queer. He says it's not a crime. Grandpa licks the salt right off of Tony's nuts sometime. I mean, poor Grandpa. He's over there taking pictures of Tony's nuts. Got him hanging up in his dark room. Give me some of Tony's nuts, boy. Don't use them all for yourself.
He licks them all, puts them back in the bag, and doesn't say anything to nobody.
Did they use this book in school to teach children grammar?
God, no.
Sexual education?
No. Well, no. English. Like,
Grandpa likes to go in there and take his camera with him. He loves to look at photographs with Tony's nuts are in them. Yeah, this isn't a proper dark room. Where are these stairs going? Not to mention he's got a bag of nuts over here. He got a picture of the nut sack.
I don't know if that's supposed to be stairs. That doesn't look like it would have stairs being in next to the main room. Yes, it is, because it's up there.
Yeah. So he's got his hands in his, what I assume is his pocket, and he's just standing there staring at Tony's nuts.
No, he's got his hands in his front pockets.
What do you do in your front pocket? I'm playing with my nuts while staring at Tony's nuts. Grandpa, no. Grandpa's going to wind up in jail. These girls, too, like Tony's nuts, and of this there is no doubt. Every girl around this town has put them into her mouth.
Okay.
That's a lot of girls.
Okay.
Who goes to a picnic like this?
Girls do.
Every girl I've ever seen that's going to a picnic either is properly dressed or in a bathing suit. No way are they dressed like they're about to go to sip wine at the Carmelas. Mm.
Usually, girls wear bikinis.
I mean, we're in the South, Matt.
Maybe these girls right here should be on the picnic. They're dressed more appropriate for a picnic. These girls look like they're about to go sip wine or something.
So you're saying girls in dresses can't sit on a blanket in the grass?
In a picnic-style formation, but maybe they're just wanting his nuts so bad that they couldn't wait?
Maybe.
Okay, let's just finish the fucking book.
I mean, they got the short mini skirts on and stuff like that. Maybe they put a little bit of Tony's nuts.
Maybe.
I don't know. How much do you pay for Tony's nuts?
I'm not.
Look at this one.
She's the one that's got the smoker's cough.
On the way to school today, riding on the bus, the Johnson twins were in the back sharing Tony's nuts.
So who are the Johnson twins?
Those two kids that are in the bus.
But why are they important?
Nuts. Hey.
I don't know.
That's good, kids. I got some of Tony's nuts, too, the other day.
There's the smoker call.
She got her ashtray. At least she brought her own personal ashtray with
her. There's so much plot holes in this book. They talk about the Johnson twins.
It's never going to be a Marvel adaptation. Back and forth, they open up, hoping that they don't get those big and tasty nuts stuck down their throats. I mean,
I've been there.
This is literally a bus with nothing but four girls. What do you think the bus driver's doing?
Don't mind me, kids. They're throwing him, seeing if anybody can catch him.
No, I think that there's a camera in that bus, and that guy's just a pervert.
There's a food fight.
Oh, yeah, they're catching Tony's nuts right off the bat. Hey, throw one of them nuts up here.
Damn it, Matt.
It's two twins. I'm just saying, this is a porno waiting to happen. I'm just pointing that out.
It's kind of a children's porno.
What's with all the fucking gingers? I've never seen so many damn gingers together at once.
Even Miss Bulldike? I mean, I guess this is Miss Bulldike?
I think that one, yeah, because that one has some sort of breast thing going on. It's either that or the one in the red shirt.
A softball coach and her special friend, will have a go at Tony's nuts every now and then.
Okay, so the two women are a lesbian couple, apparently.
So they're the lesbian couple. They're messing with nuts.
And that's Tony with his nuts.
And then the young girls are still wanting some more of Tony's nuts. I'm beginning to think that there's a theme going on here with the school kids.
Like, you think there's a theme going on here? It's a book about it's a book about nuts, man.
So are we gonna? We're gonna just assume. We're gonna assume here that these are college students. They don't look like college students, but
when do college students ride a school bus?
Thank you, Matt Ray. I'm sorry, I called you Matt, but thank you, Ray.
Some college students could theoretically ride a school bus.
A yellow bus like that?
That looks like a school bus for like elementary or high school.
If they can't get a car,
then they take a regular bus. Okay, like a normal bus. They're not a school bus, they're a yellow school bus.
Look, I am trying to defend the writer here, okay?
At most, those girls are at least in middle school or high school.
Yeah, so
there's so many inconsistencies in the story. So who's Miss Bulldike?
We're just going to hope that they just
turn
18.
I'm thinking the one in the yellow shirt.
But even so, why is she so important?
I don't know.
Is this like part of a series?
She wears a strap.
I assume so. It's still in the universe of Spank the Monkey. There's a book called Would You Like to Play with My Cock? There really is no argument Mount Rushmore ought to be a monument of Tony's nuts for all the world to see.
I mean, I don't think so. I like
Mount Rushmore. Like Mount Rushmore. They got their painting on like around Mount Rushmore.
Why isn't it just one big dick? I mean, we got Come Swing with Us and These Big Nuts. And Do You Want to Play with My Beaver?
We did the one about shaving the beaver.
Nah, Swing the Monkey.
Look at balls.
Hey, look at balls? Susie likes to look at balls.
Yeah. Those are poo balls, I think, on there.
If you people want us to do more audiobooks like this, please just let us know somehow. Go to the...
message me on Facebook.
Yep.
Twitter.com/DoryBoysPodcast and give us a little shout.
Thumbs
out.
Thumbs up. Like, whatever the hell they call it.
I feel like we'll just keep doing it either way.
Yeah. They're pretty interesting stories, but I'm getting to see a theme here. Like I said, it's just a matter of, we hope the girls have just turned 18, because they apparently like their flutes played with, and like Tony's nuts.
Yep. Well, I gotta get going.
Well, in their defense, though, I guess it's not supposed to be dirty.
You can't leave during the middle of a podcast.
We're done.
We're done. So, Ray, did you enjoy yourself?
I did. And I enjoyed the nuts.
Go find some more Tony's nuts.
We don't sell them over here.
I'm glad he knows this.
Yeah. You know you're still recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
See you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's a lot of age. Hope you guys enjoyed. As always, stay beautiful, stay awesome, and I guess bark like a dog for 6 figures a month.
Roof.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly. But if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.